Please welcome Reverend Diane Scribner-Clevenger.
Joy to be back here. It's been years since I spoke here, and I honestly don't remember which year that was. But life is definitely a great adventure, right?
Yeah.
I want to do an affirmation. I know that you guys have been doing that, but there's something that happens when we open up our bodies, open up our minds to just allow Holy Spirit to flow through us. And without whacking your neighbor, if you could please open your hands like this and just notice what happens is that you almost always put your head back, heart akimbo, and you just open up this funnel so there's this way for Spirit to pour into your life. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
This is all it takes. You just go like that. You know, you don't know something, just go, whoo, I don't know. There we go. And let Spirit pour through, right? So let's have our arms open as we affirm, I am open to the living Spirit of life.
I'm open to the living Spirit of life.
Thank you, God. Would you stand up and say that with me again? And so do it. Like, you're standing here. Truth. And you open your arms really wide. I am open to the living Spirit of life. Here we go. Together.
I am open to the living Spirit of life.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Doesn't that feel good? Yes, yeah. Energy going in your body. This is really great. Here we are. It's December. And you've been looking at the 12 powers here in this particular faith body. And so this is the power of life. Charles Fillmore wrote The 12 Powers of Man, and when he talked about life, he wasn't talking about something that begins with birth and ends with death. Oh, no. He's talking about a capacity within us, within you, an ability, a clarity within you, where you are in touch with the Holy Spirit the moment you remember that life is actually generative. It is that regenerating ability in you, and so the color for the power of life is red. This is a color that actually in ministerial school and seminary they warn us to not wear red. Because it's associated with the root chakra, right? The first chakra, the chakra of the generative or regenerative organs. And so I go out of my way to wear red. They say don't talk about politics, don't talk about sex, don't wear red. And so, okay. But what we have to face in this life is something that is not constricted at all to time or space or years young that we claim ourselves to be. It's something much more than that. So let's look at it together today. The Revealing Word, which is this very small dictionary that the Fillmores wrote, where you and I can look up common terms, is a place where we would look up life. And what Charles Fillmore says is that life is divine. So clearly it's not associated only with the body. Life is divine. Its source is God, Spirit. The river of life is within mankind in spiritual consciousness. So what we know is that when you and I take the time, no matter what's going on in our lives, and I know there are things going on in your life, raise your hand if there's something going on in your life. Okay, then. So there's always something going on, but when we connect with that divine flow, it opens up before us. It's not that it's not there. It's that you and I become conscious of it, and it quickens. We awaken to what is already taking place in our lives. In the Gospel of John, which of the four Gospels is referred to as the mystical Gospel, it's something that when you see something's written in John, it's a good thing to pay attention to that. Pray attention in that moment, because it means that it's something really worthy of your noticing in your life. Now, this is not only written in the book of John, and not in the synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that have stories that are like each other, but John 10:10 is where this is written. When you look at numerology, the number 10 is the great multiplier. So this is like 10 taken to the nth degree. And it says this, I came that you, that they actually in scripture, it's translated as they, which means everyone. I came that you might have life, claim the life that you have, and live it, what?
Abundantly.
Yes. I came that you might live life and live it abundantly. So here we are, applying that in the cusp of Christmas. We're moving into the Advent season. Advent is a root word for adventure as well, the great adventure that Stowgood sang of. That we feel like bang, bang, our lives begin, and bang, bang, our lives end. I don't think so. That life force is constantly moving in us. What Christmas does give us is a time to listen to the angels. Because when you look at the Christmas stories, and there are two in Scripture, what you always see, what we always see, is the presence of angels. And when there are angels, they swoop in at a time when the people before them don't know what to do. They swoop in at a time when we're in question, and we're wondering, we're pondering, and we're suffering. And in that moment, some largesse of you moves in with pinions much greater than the experience or the circumstance that you're facing, and wraps you around and holds you. And invariably, the angels, when we listen, when you listen to your angels, they basically say, chill out. That's not a direct quote from the Bible. But they basically say, no, they always say, relax, calm down. What you see is through your human perspective, and these eyes that we have, they just move at the speed of light. They're physical eyes. There is something far greater taking place. There is something happening just beyond what you can see. Something's coming, something good. Remember that from West Side Story? Yeah. Something's coming, something good. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. Remember that? Yeah. The air pulsates. Because there's the wingedness of the divine saying to you, oh, beloved, just calm down. I'm right here with you. It doesn't matter how many shopping days there are between now and Christmas. You are not here to give everyone the perfect gift or to act a certain way when you receive. What is the gift that you and I give is love. Because love is the reason for this season. The angels say to us, there is good being born within this situation. And it's time. Ready or not, it's time. It's time to open your heart, open your mind, open your hands and receive that gift, for it's coming at the speed of God. Charles Fillmore knew this to be true. He's our co-founder, and at the age of almost 94, so it was just before he left the planet, Charles said this. He said, I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm and spring forth with a mighty faith to do those things that ought to be done by me. Yee-haw! I don't think he said the yee-haw part, but he said, I spring forth of the mighty faith, and then he left his body. Which means essentially he ascended the viewpoint of this plane, right? The horizontal plane where we see things as facts or factoids or actual facts or made-up facts or whatever the news is giving us. Where we transcend that and rise up and say something fantastic is taking place. Charles Fillmore said this because he focused on the truth that he was a spiritual being, that you are a spiritual being filled with the power of life. So what we're talking about as we bring this power of life into play in our lives is we're talking about some holy shift. Shift happens. You know that, right? Some holy shift. Is there anybody here who's interested in some holy shifting? Yes? Okay, show of hands. Yeah, holy shifting in our lives. I went through a big holy shift not long ago. When I arrived in Naples, I had had a dream just before that in India that I was going to be rescued by a dog. Most people think they're going to rescue a dog, but it was really clear in my dream that I was going to be rescued by a dog. It was a white dog. It was a fluffy dog, really one of those foo-foo dogs. You can't tell what breed it is. I could see him as clearly, just as clear as a bell in my dream. And when I met my dog, he was white, but he was absolutely short-haired, and he's what's called a chihuahuador. Has anybody ever seen a chihuahuador? People say, oh, he's the cutest dog. He's 18 pounds. He's about that high. He's like that. What is that dog? I say, it's a chihuahuador. Part lab, part chihuahua. Wow. What? People get pained looks in their eyes, and they say, wow, how did that happen? And I said, don't miraculous ways in our lives. So he looks like a lab. He's got a lab coat, lab amber eyes. He's chill. And he has a set of wings on his back, white wings right across his back, and little furrows that kind of stick out. And his name is Angel.
Aww.
Yeah. But Angel's the most amazing thing because he knows when a holy shift is about to take place. When I say certain words to him, those ears that are normally quite high go even bigger. He goes, whoa, like this. And it was interesting because I brought him on an airplane with me to New York 2 days ago, and every time I said he'd never been on an airplane, he had, I don't think he had any idea what an airplane is, but every time I said airplane, his ears went, oh, airplane, airplane. That's the spirit of life moving in him, just as it can move in you. When you feel as if your ears are kind of down, your life is, I don't know, just think of something that enthuses you, for the power of life is the ability to energize, to enliven, to animate, to invigorate. The power of life, this red energy, needs direction. It needs guidance. That's why the disciple who represents the power of life is Judas. How perfect is that? Judas Iscariot, who sold for just a little bit of silver this supposed finite life, Jesus, and turned him over to the place where he could rise up and show us how we can rise through situations using this power of life that's beyond all understanding. Judas was the kind of guy that was very materialistic. Apparently he judged by appearances, and he knee-jerked react to life. You know, he would just like make a decision really quickly, rather than stop and center himself in what is true, and picked up that gift that he was being given and just dropping it and letting it go. He thought he knew what he was supposed to do, and it was something very materialistic. He was caught in me, and so he did turn Jesus over. Something bigger taking place. Jesus represents the situation in your life, whatever it is. Maybe it's that you're going to be with your family at Christmas and that's not always the happiest situation for you. Or you're going to come into a conversation, or you have some repairs to do to your house like I do at Naples, because some storm of some kind has blown through your life, whatever it is. You know that God is moving in you in amazing ways. And if you just listen, no matter what it is you're going through, there is that angelic presence saying, calm down. Something magnificent happens. It's stunning. The moment you and I praise and give thanks and remember that God is active in our life, that's what happens. Eric Butterworth, who spoke here for over 40 years, and Avery Fisher Hall, I grew up in Unity and I met him when I was a teenager. He gave what was called optimistic lectures. And in his book, Life is for Living, he says, of living, he says, look up. Center yourself. Look up, he says. Open your eyes and see beyond appearances. Life is that vitalizing energy that's in you. And I don't know what you're going through or you're going to experience in your life, but there's an amazing grace that's taking place. And how do we get through it and use the power of life? Well, there's a scripture, and I know you know it. This is a really important scripture to remember. It's seek ye first
the kingdom of God,
of heaven. A consciousness of what can be, what is, pure possibility. Seek ye first, not tell him to seek it first or tell her to seek it first. When they seek it, I'll seek it. Huh? It's seek ye first the kingdom, and then everything else is added onto you. That's how it works. Boom, just like that. One, two, three. See and be free. That's how we can deal with anything that comes up in our lives. There is a Tai Chi movement that I want to share with you because it's really simple, it's really easy, and you'll find yourself, I find myself, practicing it all the time, and sometimes even in dream state, I'll feel myself practice it. And this will give you a way of using the power of life very practically in your life. Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so excuse my back. I'm going to turn. This, in our template in English, we say, we think of this is the past, this is the present, and this is the future. What's interesting is that we have a metaphysical trinity. And many of you know this. We have a translation metaphysical trinity as body, mind, and spirit. Body, mind, and soul. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Okay. So it just hit me last month, and I've been doing this all my life. The body, mind, and spirit is not putting spirit first. It's putting the physicality or the experience in the material world first, and then noticing it with our mind, and then going to God with it. What's up with that? So I'm going to divinely double dare you to flip that metaphysical trinity. Would you be up for that?
Yes.
So what if we flip that metaphysical trinity, what we do is we come to spirit first, that clear field, that clear screen of you, that no matter what's being projected, what the experience is, it's come to pass, no matter what that is on your screen, when it passes, the screen isn't ruffled. It never got ripped. It's not been deceived by appearances at all. The screen of you is that clear spirit of you, the present, now, moment. And so here we have the past, the present, and the future. With this template of coming to spirit first, we come into this place of just feeling the divine. I want you just to breathe in the divine presence right now. That you are fully present right where you are. And now you notice that the past, slightly past over here, there's something that's been given you, perhaps as a gift that you're receiving, whether you may want to pick up or not, but it's here for you. God is fully present. And so you dip down, pick that up, and just be with it. Turn to your future ever so slightly and drop it. The Tai Chi move is to be here in mountain pose, as we call it in yoga, to be still in the screen of spirit, to notice whatever's before you, pick up that gift, bring it over toward your future, and detach all energy from it, coming back to Holy Spirit. Can you see that as a practice for you?
Yes.
That something comes up, there's something that's bothering you, a relationship, whatever it is, something you're not sure about, that you could just come to Spirit. Notice whatever that is. Pick it up, be with it, no judgment, and then just drop it. Giving yourself to the divine and coming back to center. Let's practice that together. I want you to stand up. This is really good for your mind, body, and soul as you stand up. So this is a Tai Chi move. It's actually called closing. So you're just be still in spirit. Feel that silent screen, the unruffled, white, clear screen of you. Notice slightly to your left, there's a gift that's being given you. Bend to it, in a bow, pick up your gift, bring it slightly to the right, and drop it, coming back to spirit, back to the truth that sets you free. One, two, three. One. You may wonder, okay, well, Diane, in your life, do you have any illustrations for this? I have an illustration for you that I think will be very helpful. And that is that when I was in Costa Rica last month, I think it was last month, with my son, Garen, there were some things that happened that were really kind of, for me, I got really excited about them. I felt fear, and I kind of had it rise to my surface that, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen with this. One was a vertical hike in the jungle where I mistakenly wore nylon pants in the jungle. I do that. I've done it for you. Because what happens when you fall is you just keep going until something really rigid hits you and stops you from going downhill. So that was one of them. Another was the most poisonous snake in Costa Rica that was just outside the door of the guardhouse. And he sent us a picture one night just before dinner. I didn't eat much that night. That's like he just taking care of that. And then the back tire of our Land Rover blew out and our car made a 45 degree angle, went right across traffic. And I was going, and my son, in response to that, every single time, no matter what the experience was, because he hiked with me, he was there when I saw the picture of the snake. He was there when the tire blew out. He simply touched me. He touched once my shoulder, and I felt myself come back into the clear presence of God. He once touched my leg and brought me back into the presence of God. Spirit first. Seek first the kingdom. and then everything else will be added up to you. He touched once my back. And in that moment, I remembered that there is a life force that is bigger than any situation that we can get into. And his touch was like the angelic voice saying to me, "Peace, be still. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're heading into Christmas. I don't know what that'll be like for you." And then a whole new year that you get to write a template for and live out or not. The angels will be right there with you, though, all the time saying, "Come, toi. Make room in your heart for the Holy Presence. Seek that awareness. Bring your Christ itself to that moment and leave that essence in the manger of your life to be born and to rebirth you, to revitalize you with life energy." Scott Stabile has written a poem that I think is so germane to this. It's called, "I See You. I see your strength and courage, your hesitations and fears. I see the way you love others and your struggle to love yourself. I see how hard you work to grow and your dedication to heal. I see your vulnerable humanity and your transcendent humanity. I see you and I love what I see." So while I can't know exactly what is going on in your life right now, and you may not either, I do know and I guarantee that you are being renewed and restored, that there is an amazing power of God working through you, and it's a life force that you can tap into any moment as you just find that still point. Receive whatever is being given you. Know that it came to pass. Drop it into that place where you remember God is the essence of your life, and that's all that truly is. May you fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm and spring forth with a mighty faith to do those things that ought to be done by you. God bless you.
Thank you.
bless and give thanks for each and every one. Thank you, God, for this time of collective tranquility. As we remember you and are calmed, for you are the one presence and one power active in our lives and in the lives of everyone, whether aware of it or not, the power of life is magnificence itself. And we thank you, God. Thank you, God, for lifting us up.